Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster, and the question this morning is, what's going on at Home Depot these days? We've got a newer, gentler CEO and one that seems to be guiding the company along a trail that finds them sticking to their knitting, at least within the company's big box. With that being the case, what's the company doing now with a new format called Home Design, called Home Depot Design? Finally got that right. We're going to look at that this morning. We have on the line with us John Trivers. He is a Floor Covering Weekly columnist. He's also a very popular speaker around this industry. And good morning, John.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, I'm wearing an apron. It's not orange, but, you know, I'm feeling in the mode for Home Depot talk.
There we go. Well, you know, you are in a warmer climate, this conversation. You have left Nova Scotia. I'm not sure under what circumstances. But are you missing the hypothermia this year so far?
You know, I wear shorts just to shame all these wimpy Californians and remind myself that it was minus 20 and getting worse about now.
So you're going to miss that this year, but not much.
Well, we certainly miss running the camp, but the weather was something else. Anyhow,
Home Depot. They're testing a new format store. It's called Home Depot Design. It's a store that's catering to women. One is out there in your area in Concord, California. The other is in Lowe's area, in Lowe's territory, in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's only two of these stores. What do you think this is all about?
Well, it seems I've not been to the one in Concord. It is now open, and I hope to visit in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I think it's kind of, it sounds very much like a great indoors approach to home improvement, where they're really going to test all sorts of different ideas in the softer side. You know, in other words, window treatment, rugs, carpet, all flooring, but it seems odd that the store is like 90,000 square feet, which is basically the size of a regular Home Depot, a little smaller, and yet they say they're testing this to test components, which then, if successful, they would then put into the Home Depot regular store. They're not testing a new retail concept to roll out in addition to their regular Home Depot.
So does that sound realistic to you?
It is a very, very strange thing to do, because the entire store, I mean, I'll have to visit it, but the way they wrote it up, the entire store is different from a regular Home Depot, so I don't know how the test is transferable. You know, when the entire retail presentation and mix of goods and everything else and displays are so much different than the regular Home Depot. But anyhow, I need to take a visit it to be sure I understand. But they say, no, they're not going to have a second phase. And basically, I believe them. They've gotten rid of their standalone floor covering stores. They've gotten rid of their nursery stores. You know, they got rid of their distributor program that, you know, they spent $10 billion buying 2.5-3 years ago and then already got rid of it. Their expos are down to like 35, and I assume they're going to zero. So basically, they are going to test formats so that the successful ones can be implemented in Home Depot. It seems to me to be somewhat a flawed logic, but that's what they're planning to do. The real thing is this. They still know they are incredibly weak in rugs and in carpet, specifically those two elements of floor covering, and they're weak in window treatment, and they're weak in other products that, you know, that we would call home furnishings. They just don't have the kind of presence and presentation that Lowe's has, and one that customers, especially women, feel comfortable with. So that's what they're trying to determine.
I guess that's the real admission here, is that they have paid little attention to the women who make, what, 80%, by their own admission, of expenditures on home improvement projects.
Well, they keep saying that they're women-friendly and all this other stuff, but all you do is walk into the store. You know, the testosterone level in a Home Depot has got to be three times that for Lowe's.
Right.
It just feels that way, and and they can argue, and these people have more statistics than you know, the census and the IRS put together. I mean, they analyze everything, and yet I think they also talk themselves into some stuff that is just silly. That is, that they're really, you know, women concentric, that they're really marketing, and equal number of women are coming to Home Depot as to Lowe's. The fact is, the real test is in those products that the woman absolutely controls the decision making in. And floor covering is a very good example, and carpet and rugs and window treatment and wallpaper are, you know, very good examples. Home Depot, that is their weakest area. That is their worst performers, and that's what they're going to try to see if they can correct.
Now, these new stores don't have any lumber. They don't have the big selection of power tools. And there's a lot of other things they do not have that they do have in the traditional Home Depot store. How could they possibly incorporate this into existing stores?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I just really don't know. Make no mistake about it. It might on the face of it seems like an odd way to approach this, and or they're being disingenuous when they publicly say what they're trying to do with it, which is certainly possible. But assuming that this really is for test purposes, they are extremely dogged and determined that when they see failure, they put their ego aside and they try to correct it. And I do think that Mr. Blake doesn't lead with his ego, and it's not one of these things that it's my idea, so therefore it is right, so get it right. He has kind of established a culture where asking questions and questioning the legitimacy of what they're doing is what they need, as opposed to being a yes man.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they're going to continue to look at this softer element of home improvement, and how it then comes out in the wash, whether in fact they change their stores dramatically, whether they add a second channel, is not clear now. What is clear is that they continue to look at ways to sort out the mess they're in home furnishings and specifically as it applies to us for carpet and rugs.
Uh-huh. Well, one of the things that Bob Nardelli had said, and I guess the real core as to why he branched outside of the big box, was that once they reach saturation, which they're close to now, they have to find some place where they can realize some growth. That situation still exists. I'm wondering if it's a possibility that new stores built once they extract what they want to from this test may be two different varieties.
It certainly could. They have stores in the big cities they realize have to have a different feel. But they've already gone down that road, and although I haven't visited one, you know, in New York or in Vancouver, I think it is, they have some stores that reflect, you know, the fact that you're in a big city and that lumber and bags of sacre and all this other stuff should not have the dominant position, and it should be a better mix, you know, with lighting fixtures and then all the softer parts of the home furnishings section. So this well might just be another test to see whether they should have Home Depot, as you say, because I don't think it's going to be a separate name. Home Depot with two or three distinct looks that fit the market they're serving, but all under the name Home Depot.
Right, right. Well, that would seem more logical. It would seem like this concept aimed at attracting females is certainly not going to make their contractors happy, and that's an important base for the organization.
Well, that's just it. Exactly. I don't know the percentage of their business because, you know, obviously they know the percentage that are contractors that are signed up with them that might get a kind of a built-in discount. But, you know, you go into one of those stores, it seems like a very large percentage of very small little contractors in all sorts of different corners of the building buying, you know, where Home Depot acts really as a distributor because they're selling a contractor who then sells that product on to the consumer. And there's also, you can just see a contractor with a customer where the customer is going to pay directly, but it's with the contractor and the contractor is going to install it. So, you know, that's a very big part of their business, and they have to weigh not offending that or having, you know, three other Home Depot stores that the contractor can go to, whereas this urban store wouldn't make sense for them to use.
This is going to wind up part one of a four-part conversation with John Trivers. John's a speaker around this industry. He's a columnist at Floor Covering Weekly. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.